in later years why the timber grew up on that, mm-hmm. and it wasn't bald anymore.
I was wondering what would be the difference between a knob and a hill. That was what I was.
Well, that's
about it.
About it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. Well, between the mountains, like a, where there'd be kind of a low place and the road would go through the mountains, you'd call that a...
What would you call that? What is it called?
Valley?
Or something like that, or a...
Mountains and the valleys in between.
Or a gap or something like that, would that be... A gap. Now, like in the mountains, when the water flows along and then there'll be a sudden drop-off.
That'd be a waterfall.
And they have, I guess they have those up around.
Quite a few.
Up around here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Different places.
Well, we were talking before about the road, you know, and fixing it over the Devil's Backbone and things. Well, I guess in the early days, though, they didn't have any kind of paved.
Oh, no.
They didn't have any paved roads anywhere, I guess, that they'd have. What was the first thing that they'd use on the roads, other than just dirt roads? What would they...
They'd put a coat of gravel and spread it, water it down before they put the pavement on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then they put pavement on top of on top of that. Well, did they have it? This road out here that goes to Harrison, I guess they've had that paved for
quite a little while.
Many.
They put this the last time they fixed that, they put those gravel 18 inches deep.
Oh.
And I mean, they packed it now, watered it and packed it there, and they had it in good shape and then put the blacktop on.
Oh, so that'll last a while.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I guess the...
as much travel as is on that, why it needs it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What number is that?
65.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Highway 65. Well, now, this road that comes off of 65, you call it, that just comes off of a main road like that. What do you refer to that road as a...
Well, just a country road.
You mean like coming off of the road?
Yeah.
Well, this is just a country.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. One that goes from the barn to the pasture, a road like that? I don't know if
I don't know whether it has
a name. If it has a name or not.
I wouldn't
hard to think so.
Well, I've heard people sometimes talk about a lane, and I was wondering what a lane would be, but I never was.
Well, if it's a lane,
where you'd have
fence on each side.
Going from one to the barn to the pasture, and go down this lane.
Oh, I see.
And you'd have some stock over on this side and some over here that you didn't want them to mix while you'd go through that lane to the other pasture.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this next part's about expressions that people would use, different things that people say when they're... describing something. Like if you were to go to somebody's house and you knock and nobody answers, you'd say, somebody say, is he there? And you'd say, no, he's not.
He's not at home.
Yeah, that's what I was, because I was wondering if you'd say not at home or not
they
home
weren't.
Or something. Yeah. Now, if you drink coffee and you don't put anything in it, you say you drink it
black.
Yeah, and that's what...
I don't know. I don't drink coffee.
You don't drink it? Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, so you'd know.
I drank it for the sugar and cream.
Oh, yeah.
It's not black.
So you drink it...
doctored up a little.
When you ask for yours in a restaurant, how do you ask them? What do you tell them?
Well, they generally bring you the cream when the sugar's sitting there.
Mm-hmm.